The Wake Up Zone, 735, 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. All right, here he is. Nashville native, Hunter's Lane alum from CBS and the Golf Channel, and former Mark Howard intern. Did I get it all in there, Grant? Here's Grant Boone. What's going on this morning?
Why does he have to carry that around his neck like a millstone?
Like an albatross.
Yes.
Yes. Just dragging me down along with I have it on a lanyard along with my media badge.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. My goal here in this interview is to not get heckled by the New York golf fans as I talk with you. This is the side, of course, of the 2002 U.S. Open, Bethpage, where I think they're still heckling Sergio. That was back when he had that extended waggle, which sounds like a medical condition maybe that you need to consult your doctor for. But he couldn't pull the trigger, and they were just, Mark, these are your people. I blame you for this.
I grew up in Hartford. I mean,
well, close enough. Closer than Nashville. But
what about Colin Montgomery? Now, they really got under his skin.
Well, there was a lot of skin to get under, to be fair.
Wow.
But he had rabbit ears, and so did Sergio a bit. And Sergio tried to tell him that he was number one with a digit that was not necessarily using the best golf decorum. But, of course, Tiger won that week, as he seemed to win every week back then. So they are, as you know, they are relentless up here, and they love their favorites, and if you're not their favorite, you'll know that too.
You mentioned Tiger. How cautious do you have to be about him and picking him this week? Because as funny as it sounds, this course at this part of his career may be too long for him.
Funny you say that. I mean, he's not one of the longer hitters anymore. He's long. He's long, certainly long enough. And the way he drove the ball, Tim Herron had a great golf tip when I was working in the old days at PGA Tour Radio. He said, people always say, you know, should I try to turn it over right to left to get more roll? And how do I hit the ball longer? He said, the way you hit the ball longer is you hit it the middle of the club face. Whether you have a slight draw or a slight fade, just hit it the middle of the club face. And Tiger was doing that like he hasn't done in a long time with his driver at the Masters. And so if Tiger drives it this week the way he did at the Masters, he absolutely can win. He just hasn't done that very often like he did at the Masters. And so if you look at the next three major championships, this to me would be the one, even though he's won here, this is the one that I think would give him the most trouble, because it's just a massive piece of property. I think you guys have probably all seen the sign they have out front at Bethpage Black that says this is for highly skilled golfers. I think it even says warning. This golf course is for highly skilled golfers. They have five courses here at the Bethpage State Park, and this is all by color, and black is the hardest, and it's just not for the faint of heart. 7,500 yards, but a par 70. So think about that. Jeez. You only have two par fives. If it was, you know, there have been some longer courses to host majors, but they were, you know, par 71 or two or whatever. So here it's par 70, 7,500 yards. If you miss the fairway, you're in trouble. So if Tiger drives it like he did at the Masters, he absolutely could be right there. And it's not a course that a ton of guys have played. You know, they had the playoff event here in 2012 and 2016, but it's still a place that not everybody knows like they do other majors, maybe.
Our guest is highly skilled broadcaster Grant Boone.
Yeah, Grant, what do you think about the weather and how that affects, I guess, the course?
Oh, my gosh. I got here last night to LaGuardia at 10:30 and got to my hotel at 1:30. 45 degrees. It's still 45 degrees. It's supposed to be in the 50s today and tomorrow, maybe up into the 60s, and then maybe by Sunday, 70s. But it's going to be cool. The players are saying that the course, which took on a ton of rain, remember, this is the first PGA Championship in May in 70 years. It's always been in July or August since they went to stroke play in 58. 1958, but they moved it to try to make the schedule more compact and allow for the Olympics every 4 years. So one of the things you do in May is you bring in the opportunity to have the PGA Championship on different courses. When you have it in August, you can't really play it in very many courses in the South or Southwest because it's just so oppressively hot, and the courses run the risk of losing their greens because of how hot it gets. But now you move it to May, and everything's on the table. But you also run the risk of getting really chilly temperatures. So I would imagine this is going to be a week in which the long hitters have an even bigger advantage because the course is playing longer with the moisture. Even though it's dried out, the players have said it's dried out even despite the heavy rain. It's still going to play long. The rough is going to still be, you know, a little bit on the soggy side. And it just, as you guys know, if you play golf, it just in the cooler air, the ball doesn't travel as much. So it seems like every week on the PGA Tour, you know, a course favors a bigger hitter, but I think this week even more so.
And you got to be talking about Brooks Koepka,
without question.
You know, a guy who, you know, looked a little toned down. I know for the ESPN, the magazine spread, and all that. But how do you assess his situation going into this week?
I can't believe you and I didn't get called for that, Mark.
I know.
I'm
really
still waiting on my invitation. It may have gone into spam. I'll double check it. Yeah. But Koepka, to me, I don't think there is such a thing as a prohibitive favorite like there used to be when Tiger was at his zenith, you know. But to me, Koepka is the closest thing to a prohibitive favorite that we have these days in golf. He's, you know, he won the 2017 and 18 U.S. Opens. He'll be, you know, a two-time defending champion next month at Pebble Beach. He won the PGA last August, and so it's weird. He's going to defend the PGA 3 months earlier than he won it last year. And then he had a putt on 18 at the Masters that would have gotten him to 13 under and really put the squeeze on Tiger. I'm going to need to see him really play poorly before I go away from Koepka at the major championships. There are a few people. There have been a few people in history who are really good, but play even better at the major championships. I feel like Raymond Floyd was that way. But you know, to me, Koepka is the man going into the week. And the thing I'll say about Koepka, Mark, and you guys is, The Masters was the first time that he got into the hunt really late at a major championship and didn't win. I mean, Baltus Roll, he was up there, but it was the first time that he was really right there with a chance with, you know, and then he hit it the water at 12, made double, and even though he came back and made eagle the next hole, he's got that really, really, really makeable putt, you know, maybe 10 feet at 18 to get to 13 under and really put the pressure on Tiger, and he missed. And it was like he had no scar tissue at all, no major championship scar tissue, quote unquote, you know, until Sunday at the Masters. And even though anyone else finished second at the Masters, you'd be saying, what a week. But let's just see. It'll just be interesting. So, but to me, he is the guy. When you consider he's playing with Molinari and Woods, you know, anytime Woods is playing, that's the marquee threesome. But that, you talk about the contrast in styles. You've got the current big bopper, Koepka. You've got the guy that was and now is back as a major champion in Tiger. And you got Molinari, who everyone underestimates. And you'd say this week, wouldn't you? Well, it's probably a little longer of a golf course than he can handle. Man, give me I'll take Molinari any week. Especially at a major, the guy has been nails, even though he had the struggle on Sunday down the stretch. He's a stud.
Grant, thanks so much for the time, and we appreciate it this morning.
Hey, forget about it.
Thanks, bud.
All right, man. Hope we didn't make anybody mad. We'll see you. All right, that's Grant Boone, Nashville native, of course, works for CBS and the Golf Channel. Talking PGA Championship, which tees off on Thursday at Bethpage in New York.